In the day's other headlines, the ship that caused last month's Baltimore Bridge collapse had electrical issues before setting off. That's according to the Associated Press. The news comes just hours after media outlets reported the FBI has opened a criminal probe into why the cargo ship Dolly crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Aerial footage showed people on board the vessel this morning. The FBI confirmed its agents were carrying out a court-approved search, but would not elaborate. The bodies of three workers killed in the collapse have been recovered. Three others are presumed dead. The weapons supervisor on the set of the movie Rust was sentenced to 18 months in prison today. In March, a court in New Mexico found Hannah Gutierrez Reed guilty of involuntary manslaughter. She was accused of loading a live round into a gun that actor Alec Baldwin was using that accidentally killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Baldwin's own involuntary manslaughter trial is set to start in July. The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing a Louisiana police officer to move forward with a lawsuit against a Black Lives Matter activist. Civil rights groups warn the case threatens the right to protest. The unnamed officer accuses DeRay McKesson of negligence after he was struck by an object during a 2016 protest in Baton Rouge. At issue is whether McKesson can be held liable for the injuries as the protest organizer. In a separate ruling, the justices decided to allow Idaho to enforce a ban on gender-affirming care for trans youth. The order lets the state put in place a 2023 law that means doctors could face up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or such services to minors. Opponents have warned that the law could increase suicide rates among teens. International donors today pledged more than $2.1 billion in aid for Sudan. The promise of support came during a conference in Paris led by French President Emmanuel Macron. And it comes on the one-year anniversary of a war that has pushed the country to the brink of famine.
Aujourd'hui, par cette mobilisation,
today, from this mobilization, all of our presence, it sends a clear message to the belligerents. We are making a solemn appeal out of respect for international humanitarian rights and for the protection of the civil population.
Macron added that the funds will go toward food, water, medicine, and other urgent needs, but did not provide any specifics. Police in Australia have arrested a 15-year-old boy after a bishop and several churchgoers were stabbed during a church service. Worshippers at Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Sydney were able to overpower the attacker. There were no life-threatening injuries. Outside the church, police in riot gear worked to subdue crowds who had gathered at the scene.
A number of houses have been damaged. They've broken into a number of houses to gain weapons to throw at the police. They've thrown weapons and items at the church itself. There was obviously people who wanted to get access to the young person who was caused the injuries to the clergy people.
Monday's attack comes after a separate stabbing incident this weekend at a mall in Sydney that killed six people. Tesla is laying off more than 10% of its global workforce in a bid to cut costs. That's about 14,000 employees. The electric vehicle maker posted dismal first quarter sales amid growing competition. Price cuts also failed to lure buyers. Tesla shares have lost about a third of their value so far this year. On Wall Street today, worries over tensions in the Middle East offset a strong reading on retail sales. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 248 points to close at 37,735. The NASDAQ lost 290 points. The S&P 500 gave back 61. And today, of course, is tax day, the deadline for filing 2023 returns. The White House today said that President Biden and the First Lady filed theirs jointly. They made nearly $620,000 last year. The Bidens paid $146,629 in federal income tax, and their tax rate was 23.7%. And some 30,000 runners laced up this morning to conquer a classic, the Boston Marathon. The course takes athletes through small New England towns and culminates in the heart of Boston's Back Bay. Ethiopia's Cisse Lema crossed the finish line first in just over 2 hours and 6 minutes. On the women's side, Helen Obiri of Kenya defended her title with a time of 2 hours and 22 minutes. Still to come on the NewsHour, Ukraine's President Zelensky on his urgent need for equipment and ammunition in his ongoing battle against Russia. On this tax day, a comparison of the policies proposed by 2024 presidential candidates Biden and Trump. And Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.